So the line is open again. Who has a question now about their meditation or who wants to share something?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jody from Buckingham.
Hey, Jody.
Hi. Can I ask what color you see when you're working with Archangel Gabriel?
Oh, you know, I wasn't tuned into color, so let me think for a minute. I was so much in the feeling. Green. It's green for me.
Okay, thank you.
Now, it may be different for you. We all perceive colors a little differently. Some angel experts say that, well, this angel is green, and when you see green, that's what you're seeing. But in my experience, we get the colors that we need in the moment, and they may or may not be related to the angel. It may be more related to something else.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit more about what you were wondering.
Well, as soon as we started this evening, I actually could see green around me, but it was a slightly different color to the green I usually see when I'm working with Archangel Raphael. And I just wondered if that was the same color that you had when you were working with Archangel Gabriel.
The green I see I'm saying green, but the green I see with Gabriel is more of a blue. It has more blue in it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's more like a deep teal that's on the greener side, but it's got blue tones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying green because it's predominantly green, but it's a blue-green.
Yeah. It's not that rich emerald green that I see when I'm working with Raphael.
Yeah, it's a different green.
Mm. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jody. Who else has a question or wants to share something?
I have an experience I'd like to share. This is Mariah.
Yes, Mariah.
Hi. That was a powerful and moving meditation for me. And I felt myself drop, like, almost like several hundred feet through a waterfall, a dropping sensation. And And the thoughts came as just completely trust and let go. And the feeling of not my will, but thy will be done. And it's reminding me of experiences of a small child, of wanting at that time to connect with divinity so strongly and to build my life in that way. So it's a reminder that I can do that again now and let go of what other people want me. You know, like there's kind of a pressure to be a certain way in the world and instead follow my own guidance.
Yes. Yes.
And that takes a lot of courage because it's really a movement against the mass consciousness and acceptance into so that's a kind of a feeling for me of a reconnection.
Wonderful, Mariah. I often feel that drop when I'm leaving my Kimberly in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's as if I'm dropping out of material existence and into spirit. And it's become a very comfortable feeling and a pleasurable feeling. The first couple of times I remember being a little frightened by it because it was so sudden and startling and kind of severe.
Yeah, it was a little scary for me and wanting
mm-hmm.
to prevent that drop, like holding on to the edges.
Right. Let go.
Yeah.
Fall. Let go. Fall. You're literally, your presence is literally falling away from how tightly clamped it is with your personality. It's such a blessed relief to have that happen. Did you feel that relief after you let go and fell?
Yeah, I felt myself drop this into something that's more real and authentic.
Yes.
Instead of pleasing others, give myself permission to drop into who I am.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mariah, for describing that experience, because that's what we want.
Okay.
Thank you. Who else would like to share?
Hello, Kimberly?
Yes.
This is Gwen. I have a question.
Yes, Gwen.
Girl, when you were talking about the different angels of abundance and adoration, you had said that there were four reasons for resistance and stuckness. Could you say what those were again?
Yes, yes. Okay, so the first one is when we hit up against resistance, we just simply need more information. So we need to do a little homework and learn more information. Sometimes when we hit up against resistance, it's our soul trying to steer us a little bit and redirect us just a little bit. You know, stop going here and try here. So there's a little bit of redirection that's happening. Sometimes it's like a complete brick wall. And no, not here. And we have to come to that complete stop to really drop away and let go of what we're trying to do. Sometimes that brick wall is about something. Sometimes we need to change our direction, but sometimes we need to break through something. We need to break through a belief or a behavior in our life or a situation where we actually have to, like, go to battle and break through it. Every time you're in resistance, you can look at it as help coming to you. And then you have to do your work to figure out what it's trying to tell you. Resistance isn't a bad thing. It's trying to give you information to help you know how to proceed. Does that help, Gwen?
Yes, perfectly. Thank you.
Okay. Monica in the UK says she wanted to share what she saw in her meditation. She saw Archangel Gabriel with robes of blue and red, and then she saw an Indian American called Black Eagle and then Mother Teresa. So she went really deep and came back before the finish, and thank you very much, Monica. I love you, too. Wonderful. Wonderful. These beings come to help us. Teresa says she found herself yesterday begging God and surrendering, and what was what came to her. She says, only I didn't have your experience. Today my doctor wants me to take anxiety medication. She feels like there's a way without medication through spirit. I've been on a precipice and ready to go into a glorious state of being. Wonderful, Teresa, wonderful. So sometimes we need the anxiety medication to help us through, and sometimes we need to just keep persevering to find our way through, to discover how our soul is guiding us. So I won't give you any kind of recommendation today, Teresa. You might want to have a private session with me to help with that. And Angel says, great meditation, best one I've ever done with you. I was brought to tears by the purity of this meditation. It was totally God and Angel directed. She says, your story is mine. I love you. Thank you for sharing your story in this fabulous meditation today. Thank you, Angel. Who else wants to ask a question or share? Okay, well, this brings to close our angel-guided soul purpose meditation. Again, I'd love to hear from you through my email, Kimberly@KimberlyMaroney, about what you experienced and how it's changed you, what you've learned from it. And I look forward to our session next week, the special Easter meditation, and then our next one after that is April 20th, the Angel on Call. So thank you all. I love you all so very much. And please know I'm here for you.